Bogoslav volcano is back at a low-level advisory for the first time since it began erupting more than 3 months ago. The Alaska Volcano Observatory downgraded Bogoslav's alert level yesterday, bringing it just one notch above normal. Dave Schneider, a geophysicist with the AVO, says it's been weeks since the Aleutian volcano showed any signs of life.
With volcanoes, you're never quite sure whether or not the eruption is over for good. You can't differentiate between stages of quiet. Quiet for the next day is the same as quiet for the next, year or two. But enough time has passed where we feel that it's prudent to bring the alert level down.
After being quiet for a quarter century, Bogoslav has exploded 37 times since mid-December. Schneider says the eruption has been fascinating for his team at the AVO. They've collected ash samples from two major blasts that will help model the behavior of this unusual submarine volcano.
Well, we're all kind of jazzed about this. Bogoslav's very stimulating, right? It's like new and different. And this is a really talented group of scientists at AVO. And for a volcano that had no monitoring network on it, I think we've really learned an awful lot about it.
AVO scientists are planning to present their research later this year. In the meantime, Schneider says they're eager to see the volcano firsthand. The eruption has dramatically reshaped Bogoslav Island, but they'll have to wait a while before it's safe for a visit.
It's a pretty hazardous place, so we're very wary about going out there for the foreseeable future, maybe sometime this summer.
The AVO has lowered the alert level for Cleveland volcano as well. Cleveland has cooled down after exploding last month, so scientists have issued a low-level advisory.